Hey there, beautiful people. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served with a side of sass and a whole lot of heart. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that's both profoundly simple and ridiculously powerful, the art of self-reflection. You know that feeling when you're spiraling, caught in a loop of thoughts that just won't quit? Yeah, we've all been there. Ever wondered how to break free from those mental hamster wheels? Well, my friends, self-reflection is your secret weapon. It's like hitting the pause button on life and taking stock of where you are, why you're feeling what you're feeling, and where you want to go next. Sounds pretty basic, right? But trust me, this isn't about staring at a wall for hours, although sometimes that can work. It's about intentional, mindful moments dedicated to understanding yourself better. Think of it as a power-up for your mental game. Let's get into the nitty-gritty with 5 key takeaways from the Stoic Masters on how to rock this self-reflection thing. Number 1. Ditch the negativity bias. We're wired to focus on the negative, like, seriously, our brains are programmed for survival mode. But when you constantly dwell on the bad stuff, it can snowball into a real downer. So, flip the script. Make a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the good things, big or small. That could be a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or even just a kind word from a stranger. Number 2. Embrace your emotions, don't let them control you. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding and managing them. Think of emotions as temporary visitors, they come and go, like that annoying pop-up ad on your phone. Acknowledge them, observe them without judgment, and then gently guide yourself back to a state of calm. Number 3. Question your thoughts. Seriously, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Does it serve me? Our minds can be like those infomercials that promise miracle solutions, often with questionable results. Don't just accept everything you think is gospel. Critically analyze those thoughts and see if they hold water. Number 4. Focus on what's within your control. This is a Stoic mantra, and for good reason. You can't control the weather, traffic, or other people's opinions. Unless you have some seriously powerful superpowers, then let me know. But you can control your reactions, your choices, and your attitude. Shift your energy towards those things you can influence, and watch how it changes your whole perspective. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. This isn't just about saying, thank you, for a warm meal or a comfy couch, although that's awesome. Gratitude is about actively appreciating the good things in your life, big and small. Take time each day to notice the little joys, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation, a perfectly brewed cup of tea. Okay, let's talk real-world application. Imagine this. You just got passed over for a promotion at work. Your mind might be racing with negative thoughts. I'm not good enough. They made the wrong decision. This is a disaster. But here's where self-reflection comes in. Take a few deep breaths and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What can I learn from this experience? Maybe you realize that you need to develop certain skills or seek out new opportunities. Or maybe it's a chance to reevaluate your career goals and consider other paths. Remember, life is full of ups and downs. Self-reflection isn't about avoiding the bad stuff. It's about navigating it with grace and resilience. It's about taking those challenging moments as opportunities for growth and learning. So, my friends, go forth and reflect. Take a few minutes each day to check in with yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your goals. And most importantly, remember that you are capable of incredible things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-reflection, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. Until tomorrow, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.